And welcome back to Between the Lines. This is Fire Prevention Week. The theme, not every hero wears a cape. Plan and practice your escape. Waupun Fire Chief B.J. DeMaw joins us on the program. Good morning, B.J.
Good morning, Greg.
All right. This is the week we talk about fire prevention, but it's something that we really should be thinking about year-round. Do you think, fire officials always talk about families needing to practice a fire escape plan. How many families do you think realistically do that?
Boy, if I had to venture a guess, I would probably say less than 50% in terms of actually practicing it. I believe that number is a lot higher when it comes to families actually having discussion around it.
Probably a lot of kids know more than their parents do about fire prevention tips because the firefighters typically go into the schools.
Yes, I would agree with that. It's always interesting to watch. When we have our 4K kids and our kindergartners come in for the first time, by the time they're second graders, third graders, they really know the answers to the questions that we're asking. And our hope is that it, that sticks and they're able to share that information with their folks. And at the end of the day, it leads to a safer environment at home for the kids if they ever had to get out.
All right. So the fire alarm sounds. There's a fire in your house. The initial reaction is going to be, depending on what time of day or night it is, to exit the front door. But if you can't exit the front door, then I would think the window would be plan B, correct?
Yeah, we always talk to kids about knowing two ways out of every room. That's part of their escape plan that we talk to them to sit down with their family and talk about two ways out of every room. And one of the questions that's usually asked is, well, I have an upstairs bedroom. So on a two-story house, and we talked about that with one of our groups in the past, is you need to put a little bit more thought into what you're going to do if you have a second-story bedroom, because if that primary way is blocked coming out through your front door, you can't just jump out the window from a second story.
All right, what do you do?
So they've got ladders that folks can hang from the window ledge. Sometimes it's as simple as closing the bedroom door. We always talk to kids, if you can't get out of a second story, take a sheet or something off your bed and sit by the window, but hang the sheet out the window. That way firefighters know as soon as they get on scene that there's somebody there and waiting for us. Sometimes it's a matter of an adult going out first and potentially grabbing a ladder that that they can use to help everybody get out too.
Can you take a sheet, tie it up to the bedpost, and shimmy down that way?
I would say that's always an option. That would be something you'd certainly want to talk through with parents. And anytime you're coming out a second story window, there's more planning that's going to need to go into that escape.
And the fire department typically is going to be on the scene within a few minutes. Depending on what the situation is in terms of the smoke buildup or the heat, maybe you can just wait in your room until the fire department arrives.
Absolutely. And there's been plenty of studies that have been done. You hear the campaign, close before you doze, and that focuses on making sure your bedroom door is closed at night before you go to sleep. The studies that they've shown and how clean the rooms remain, the protection that a closed door provides you, depending on how advanced the fire is, but you're going to be able to buy yourself a lot of time keeping that door closed and potentially waiting for firefighters to get there.
All right. And it's also important. It does you no good if the fire is going and there's no smoke alarm to alert you.
Correct. That is probably the most important thing. And we, as much focus as smoke alarms have gotten over the years, it still is amazing to me the number of homes that you'll show up to that either don't have smoke alarms or there's no batteries in the detectors. It needs to start there. Those devices are critical in first alerting you to something going on in the house and giving you as much time as possible to get out.
Let me ask you this. So let's say you're on a second in a second story house. You have two young kids who are in bedrooms down the hall and you can't get to them as parents. Obviously, instinct's going to kick in and you're going to want to try to get to your kids. What do you do in that situation?
Most parents are going to be in that same decision-making mode. It still comes down to practicing all the scenarios, making sure, you know, that your kids know what they are going to do, whether you're able to make it to their room as a parent or whether you can't. Sometimes it may be as simple as if, as a parent, you can get outside and get to their window. You know, you're able to help them. Maybe they're jumping down to you, and you're catching them when they come out.
Right. This is where planning an escape comes into play. Then the kids will know that how to open the window. If that's the way they're going to come out, but. Man, that's just a scary situation that you just don't want to have to even think about. But
yeah, as a parent, it's a terrible thing to think about. And nowadays, you could have as little as 1 to 2 minutes to escape safely. When you think about that, that's not a lot of time, especially at night. By the time the smoke alarm wakes you up, you kind of get your bearings about real quick and what you need to do next. You can chew up close to that full minute.
Well, you're trying to think, what's the best way to get my kid? Is the best way to go through the smoke and fire down the hallway to get to the room? Or is my best way, if I can get outside, to go to the window and try to get up that way?
Yep.
I'm going to go to get my kid. The question is, what's the best way to do it?
Right.
As quickly as possible.
Right, and that's where, we talk in the fire service about, you don't train till you get it right. You train until you can't get it wrong. And these escape plans, families need to put a lot more emphasis on actually doing the plan, not talking about it, but actually running through it with their kids. And even for the adults, it's got to be instinct. It's not something you can think about.
Right. You're right. This is where instinct kicks in.
Yep.
So, and this is why at the very beginning of this segment, we talked about actually practicing the plan. So if it happens, you're ready to go.
Absolutely.
All right. Again, this is Fire Prevention Week, and just think about this. What would you do in the event of a fire? Do you have two ways to escape? And worry about calling the fire department after you get outside.
Yep, and that's something we talk about with the kids. Once you're to that outdoor meeting place, that's when you want to be thinking about calling 911.
Somebody's probably already called.
Exactly, exactly. And that would be my message to parents. Make sure that your kids, if your kids are in school, they are being talked to about that this week. Please take the time and talk to your kids when they get home, because that's where it needs to start.
All right. Waupun Fire Chief B.J. DeMaa, we greatly appreciate you joining us on the program.
Thanks, Greg.